Welcome back. We're joined now by Chef Art Gonzalez, the executive chef at one of my favorite restaurants, McKenna's on the Bay. Chef Art, welcome to our show. And as one who has no cooking ability, I'm kind of in awe of watching you, as I do regularly at the restaurant, put all that stuff together. Tell us what it feels like as you're making a restaurant work.
Well, basically, you feel like you're orchestrating a play. You have a lot of different factions that come in just to get one plate out. And you're trying to make everything come together at once, along with everyone else's meal, to all come out at the same time.
And you have the sous chef and this assistant and all. And I see it. You like it most when you're really busy, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the best time for me on a Friday and Saturday night when... It's busy in a 45-minute wait. I love it.
You love it. Well, our distinguished guest is on the cover of Great Taste Magazine, which is a well-respected trade publication, and congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
You've been a chef for how long now?
About 8-9 years now. Yeah. I've been cooking for as long as I can remember, but professionally about eight, nine years.
I can barely boil water. I can make Leo and barbecue a steak. That's my entire repertoire. Maybe someday I'll have the opportunity to learn some of the things. But you are also involved in a very interesting program called Cooking for a Cause. Tell us about that.
Yeah, on July 22nd, me and two other chefs will be doing a cooking class in Orange County at the Orange County Food and Wine Center in Costa Mesa. And all the proceeds go to needy families. We also help give them scholarships to go to cooking schools. Very positive thing for the community.
And that's on a Wednesday night, July 22nd at 6:30 p.m. We put the graphic up. If you're interested, contact the website, great-taste.net, and you can get more information and reserve your place. And what kind of meals do you teach people to cook? Maybe I'll try and make it.
Chef Adam is going to be doing a salad. Chef David will be doing the main entree, and I'm actually going to be doing a dessert. Each course is paired up with a wine, specifically chosen for that course, and we also make a signature cocktail.
So you get a dinner out of it as well as learning
you get
how
a meal
to make the dinner.
And a few drinks. And okay. it's a neat thing to come together with people and meet new people.
Well, there's an old saying, give a man a fish, you give him a meal. Teach a man to fish, you give him a profession. So you actually get both a meal and a little bit of a mini profession there. Well, McKenna's, as I mentioned, one of our sponsors here at Straight Talk and one of my favorite restaurants, is involved in a program with the Aquarium of the Pacific. That's very exciting. I just learned about this.
The Aquarium of the Pacific started a program called Seafood for the Future, and it's to raise awareness about sustainability in restaurants. And basically how we're using different species of fish, and so we don't overuse them, so we have them in the future, and we can be able to cook and eat some of these fish in the future.
So restaurants that subscribe is kind of like a good housekeeping seal that you're doing the right thing, which McKenna's and you are. And if you order a seafood dinner at McKenna's now, you will get this wonderful coupon, which I'm very impressed with, for a free admission to the aquarium.
Which is a $28 value. And
$23.95 to get into the aquarium. And you buy a $23 seafood dinner, and you get not a two-for-one, but an actual ticket to the aquarium. So that's one. Congratulations. I had never heard of that program before. Let's spend a couple of minutes just talking about cooking, because it's, again, something I know nothing about. Why did you get involved?
It's just something that always intrigued me. I'm half German, half Mexican. I grew up with both of my grandmas cooking. So later on in life,
Did they teach you as a young kid?
Oh yeah. They didn't really teach me. I just kind of always kept an eye on it, you know.
And that's most absorbed in.
It just came very easy to me, and it was something fun.
And you got on the job training. That's how you got into this career. You didn't go to one of these academies or something.
No.
You just learned by doing.
I walked into Spaghettini, and they started me off in the dish pit, and the rest was history.
So now you're at McKenna's, and they're really kicking there. They have great music and great food servers and
beautiful
food.
Patio, and to me, honestly, one of the best views in Long Beach.
I always believe it saves you $6,000. It saves you a trip to Maui by going out there on
sunset. You sit on that patio and watch the sunset. It's something special.
What's your favorite dish? I know it's an unfair question. You love all your children.
Yeah. Equally the same. Anything fresh and seasonal, really, that's what I strive for.
And how would you categorize your kind of cooking versus other types?
Really, to me, it's California cuisine. Yeah. They're so ethnically diverse in California. It's a mixture of everything. And like I said, I just like it fresh and in season.
And I noticed that you condensed the menu a lot. It used to be a lot more choices, and you've narrowed it for what reason?
My philosophy is I rather do a few things perfect than do a lot of things kind of okay. So I rather focus on the dishes we've chosen to present at the restaurant and make those perfect and unique to what we want to do.
Well, if you come to McKenna's, which I hope you will, make a point to go over and say hello to Chef Art, that you saw him on Straight Talk, and also pick up one of these great aquarium tickets. This summer, the aquarium is featuring Shark Summer, and it's a great time to go and enjoy the aquarium if you haven't been there before. And let us say thank you very much to Chef Art, and thank you for having me. Contribution to the community.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll be back with the remaining portions of Straight Talk after these messages. Only half jokingly, I can refer to this as our 3M show: Music with Paul Garman, Mind Over Legislature with Gabriella Holt, and Mouth with the Chef. Music, Mind, and Mouth. And it was a wonderful show. And there's an old saying, you are what you eat. And Chef Art, is there any truth to that?
Yes, I believe that. And that's definitely a philosophy that chefs take on.
You should put healthy and good things into your body.
Yes, of course, you'll feel the difference. Yeah.
Well, again, thank you for joining us, and thank you at home for being with us. And please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram,
and Long Beach Magazine.
And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.